And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
This morning's text is from our gospel lesson from the 16th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus and his disciples were in the district of Caesarea Philippi, way up north in the Golan Heights area. Caesarea Philippi is located at the headwaters of the Jordan River, which is located at the foot of Mount Hermon. And it was in this city that Herod Philip had built this great white marble temple to Augustus Caesar. And the time of Jesus on earth was coming short. His days in the flesh were numbered. And the concern that Jesus had was this. He had gone about the countryside, healing, performing great miracles, feeding the 5,000, doing good. But did people understand him? Did anyone recognize him? Did anyone know who he really was? Who would carry out his work when he was gone? Who had caught his vision? And this involved the very survival of the Christian faith. Caesarea Philippi is a place of many temples. It's where the temple of the great god of nature, Pan, is located. And here is this dramatic picture. A Galilean, a carpenter, with 12 very ordinary men, taking them up to this place, and he stands in an area that is actually littered with these temples of Syrian gods, a place where the ancient Greek gods looked down and were believed to come out from the rocks at night. Here, of all places, this amazing carpenter stands and asks men, who do they believe him to be? And he expects the answer to be the Son of God. It's as if Jesus deliberately stands up against this background of the world's traditions and all their history and splendor and demanded to be compared with them and to have the verdict given in his favor. Who do men on the streets say that I am? He didn't ask, who do the Pharisees say I am? He said, who do the common people, the ordinary people, say that I am? Scriptures tell us the common people heard him gladly. And over the course of my pastoral ministry, that's what I have found out. It's the common people that follow Jesus, the ordinary people. You don't find many of the great, some, but not many, who are actually following Jesus. And the Bible talks about that in chapter 1 of 1 Corinthians. Paul said, there won't be many of the world's great in any generation to follow Christ. They'll miss him because the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But the common people in every generation have followed Jesus, and that's the way it is today. Jesus seemingly had a special place in his heart for just the ordinary man, the working man, the poor man, the downtrodden, people who were misunderstood and pushed about in society. Jesus' heart went out to them, and he always identified himself with the suffering, the lonely, the discouraged, the bereaved. The disciples answered him. Jesus asks, who do people say that I am? Who do the common people say that I am? And the disciples said, some say John the Baptist. There was something about Jesus that reminded them of John the Baptist. There was something about John the Baptist that reminded them of Jesus. Others say Elijah. Now you'll recall Elijah the prophet who stood at Mount Carmel and said, choose you this day whom you will serve. If Baal is God, serve him. If God is God, serve him. Elijah the prophet. Jesus said, choose what kind of life you will live and what kind of road, the broad road which leads to destruction or the narrow road which leads to eternal life. And then the disciples said, others say, you're Jeremiah. You're Jeremiah come back from the dead. Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet because he wept over the city of Jerusalem. He stood over Jerusalem in a time of prosperity and luxury during Jerusalem's finest hour, and he said, it's all for naught. Jerusalem will be destroyed, and you'll be destroyed or carried off by your enemy unless you repent. And the people did not repent. And the people were carried off to Babylon, and Jerusalem was destroyed in 586 BC, just as Jeremiah had predicted. And Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem, just like Jeremiah. And Jesus said, "Jerusalem is doomed. Jerusalem will fall." And 35 years after Jesus predicted that, Jerusalem fell, the fall of Jerusalem, 70 AD, just as Jesus had predicted. And I believe that you and I are living in a day comparable to that of Jeremiah and comparable to the fall of Jerusalem. We're short-lived unless we turn to God and repent as individuals and as a nation. And all this that has happened, the hourglass is already turned over. Jeremiah warned the people, repent, but they wouldn't repent. Jesus warned the people, repent, and Jerusalem was destroyed again in 70 AD. What about America? And then Jesus turned to his disciples and said, now I want to find something else out. Who do you say that I am? And Peter blurted it right out, speaking for all the disciples. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus never rebuked Peter. He never said, now, Peter, don't say that. That's blasphemy. No, he didn't do that. He accepted it. He expected it because he was and is the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, Simon, son of Jonah. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. No human being has revealed this to you, but only my Father who is in heaven. Jesus is his name, yet Christ is his title. The name Jesus means the one who saves, a Savior. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Jesus means Savior. And the name Christ means Messiah, the Anointed One. You are the Christ, says Peter. You are the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Son of the living God. Jesus Christ, the one who saves, the Messiah, the Anointed One. But in this question, who do you say that I am? Jesus was asking for more than this. He was asking that they accept him as the Son of God because Jesus is more than man. The Bible teaches that he is God. Even the place of his birth was pinpointed by Micah hundreds of years before. His death had been foretold by David 1,000 years before, Psalm 22, and by Isaiah, Isaiah 53, 800 years before. Who is this Christ who claims to be God and demands my worship? Either he, if Jesus claimed to be God, knowing that he wasn't, then he's just plain outright lied. He's the most consistent liar that the world has ever known, if he's not the Son of God. Or perhaps if Jesus thought he was God and didn't know the difference, then he belonged in a mental institution. Think of somebody standing up today and saying, I and the Father are one. He who has seen me has seen the Father. He's crazy if he is not who he claims to be. Jesus claimed to be the Son of God. No, we don't believe that he was a liar, and we rejected the idea that he's some sort of egomaniac. We've received by faith that he is who he has claimed to be, the Son of the living God. Why, his very preexistence. The Bible teaches that he existed long before the foundation of the world. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Colossians says, he is before all things, before the stars, before the universe, there was Christ. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, says the Bible. And then look at the things he taught. Suppose the Bible had said that he had come along and taught things just as other men had taught, but he taught something entirely different. He said, if somebody slaps you on one cheek, turn the other. He said, love instead of hate. He never had to apologize for sin like other men do. He didn't have to get on his knees and say, God, forgive me. And he challenged any man to prove an error in his thinking. One charge they made against him was, you love sinners. Yes, he loves sinners. Another charge, he healed on the Sabbath day. So great was his love for suffering humanity that even though he violated the bigotry of that day to the peril of his own life, he could not withhold the use of his power in the face of suffering and need. And he healed on the Sabbath day. And he said Sabbath was for man, not man for the Sabbath. And then his claim of authority. All authority has been given to me, says Jesus. All authority. He claimed the authority to forgive sins. No prophet had ever claimed that. No prophet had ever stood up and said, I forgive your sins. But Jesus did. He had authority over nature. When he stood up in the boat, even the winds would obey. He had authority over disease. He could make the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk. He had authority over demons, so that they came back and said, what have we to do with you, O Son of God? And then the death he died. The strange darkness had covered the earth. Even the soldier professed, surely this was the Son of God. And then the resurrection of Christ. On that day, the third day, Christ rose from the dead. And it was the resurrection of Christ that caused the disciples to go about turning the world upside down, saying, Christ is alive. Christ is living. Over 500 people saw him at one time, proof that he was alive and is living. That day at Caesarea Philippi, Jesus asked his disciples, who do people say that I am? And today, Jesus is asking you, who do people say that I am? If there are those who say they don't know Jesus, that might say something about our witness of him or our lack of it. There are more people today hungry to know Jesus and to learn of Jesus than there are those willing to proclaim him. And something else I'll add. A person will not proclaim Christ until they know Christ. I believe that with all my heart. A person will not proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, will not witness of Christ until they themselves know Christ personally. And once a person does know Jesus, he can't help but proclaim him as Lord. This morning, Jesus is asking you not only, who do people say that I am, but also, who do you say I am? May your answer be as Peter, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then go and proclaim Jesus as the Son of God, the Savior of the world, as never before. In his name, amen.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, oh, for sinners slain. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see his face, and there I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving your side and leaving your spirit to the work on earth is done. There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son. Precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, Abba Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit to the work on earth is done.
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.